La maudite des vieux chauds.
I have seen the dark shadows moving in the woods, and I have no doubt that whatever I have resurrected through this book is sure to come calling for me.
David, you look absolutely terrific, honestly. You've got like glue on.
This is where the worst begins. This is where we must stop. For beyond is the work of madness. The nightmare of insane murder and lingering death. Get inside and lock your doors. Close your windows. Someone is watching you. Someone is waiting for you. Someone wants to scare you to death.
This is Albert from the Tuesday Show. You're listening to the goddamn Dave Hill Show, now on a flipping Monday.
An angel witch. Thank you. Are you guys there? Are you fuckers there?
Yeah, we're here. What?
You mother... No, I'm just kidding. No, it sounds like your sound's not on.
No, we were just not talking. We were nodding.
Why don't you make me work harder?
Yielding the floor.
You weren't here last week, so we're making you work harder.
Double time.
I won't be here next week either, so...
Get used to it.
Sweet.
Second episode of the
I'm handing the baton over, and soon this will be fully your show. And I will never be heard from again.
That'd be sad.
You'll always have an open invitation.
No, you won't.
No.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it in a,
for
we'll
good.
A staff meeting.
For good. No, I'm going on tour. Anyway, hello.
Getting a bus?
Yeah, we have a bus. It's sweet. Oh. It's like a mini bus. Yeah, I'm going this Thursday. I will be at the El Rey Theater.
That Hollywood.
Los Angeles with Puddle's Pity Party. Nice. And then we go the Friday the 8th. Lancaster, California, at the Lancaster Performing Arts Center. And then Sunday the 10th, we're in San Luis Obispo at the Fremont Theater. So if you're out west, come on out.
Nice rooms.
Oh, have you been to them?
No, not at all. I'm just... I'm sure you and Puddles would only play in nice rooms.
Oh, they're always classy.
Your booking them validates them, is what I was getting at.
They're always lovely theaters.
Yeah.
He plays in classy theaters. I play in, you know, prisons, dank basements, places in outer boroughs.
Mm.
I like that you saying prisons. You know, to the uninitiated, that just sounds funny, but you actually have done prisons.
I have. I've done Sing Sing in Ossining, New York twice. I've done Saltillo Cerezo, men's prison in Saltillo, Mexico.
Once you
and
get
the women's
cleared,
prison in Saltillo, Mexico.
Once you've been cleared to play in a prison, are you good around the country, or do you sort of have to get cleared each time and they want to like check you out and stuff before they let you in?
It's like state by state, but like you have to go to, it's a pain in the ass and it changes, and there's such a turnover in the employees in the prison system that every time I've done it, I've been starting over. And like Sing Sing, and I don't know if it's because of the first time I went, it was great, and then the next time it was like a different person, and like you wouldn't think that promotion would matter Mm-hmm. Promotion matters, I guess, everywhere. Because in Sing Sing, the first time I went, it was packed. It's like 300 guys.
Right.
And so, and it went amazingly well. I got a standing ovation. And then I went back a couple years later, thinking, expecting it would be the same thing. And it was like maybe 150 people. And
that's still pretty good. I thought you were going to say it was like a sad open mic, like only a few people showed up.
No, right. No. It may even been more. It could have been 200. But, you know, when you pack the place, you don't want to go down.
You don't want to lose any.
Cool. Sure. Where were they that time? What else were they doing? Just hanging out in their cells?
No, it was explained to me, like, the person, the job changed, that I forget what it's called, the deputy of, I can't remember. It's in my first book, Tasteful Nudes. The deputy of something or another is who you asked for, and that person changed. So, when I came back after the show, he was like, oh, you know, this show wasn't very well promoted. And I was like, how hard could it possibly be? Like, you're a prison. Just tell the guys. And he's like, well, last time you were here, like, it's the same thing as college. There's all these clubs. Mm-hmm. There's like the Jamaican club. There's the, you know, Latino club. There's all, every, you know, different group of person, you know, ethnicity, religion, and stuff. They had all these different groups. And, like, there's the Rasta Club. And, like, and different clubs were like, yeah, we'll help promote Dave's show. Mm-hmm. So the first one was really well organized. And all the clubs were, like, spreading the word. And there's a really good flyer. And then the guy explained to me when I came back that he's like, oh, this wasn't... people didn't know about it,
right?
So it was, the worst part is he's like, someone made a flyer, but it was a hand drawn flyer, and I was like, well, was my picture on it? And he's like, no, there was just a drawing of you, and I was like, you gotta find me this flyer.
That's not bad, yeah.
But I never saw it. I was bummed. Oh, I have the original flyer. For the first time I went, is hanging in my apartment, and it's an amazing flyer. But yeah, and then like I tried to do a women's prison, and I went there, and the same thing. The guy had turned over, and then it was just the whole thing. I like that you have the King Diamond concert on the background, by the way.
Good eye. Yeah, figured we'd mix it up. It's recent from Fillmore. Down in Fillmore East in Philly.
Where did you get that?
It's on YouTube.
Oh, I'm all over it. I gotta get on this. So,
yeah, figured you'd like that.
But, yeah, what else was I gonna tell you? This is what I can tell you. As long as we're on the topic of prisons.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I went to the women's prison, which has since closed... He's like, well, what'd you talk, you know, asking me what I talked about at Sing Sing. And he's like, oh, well, you can't talk about the same things here. You know, it's a different thing. And he's like, let me tell you how, this is how Sing Sing works. And he's like, and I'm just like sitting in this guy's office. He's like, he hands me a pack. He's like, here, take this pack of matches. This is your pack of matches. Can I borrow your matches? And I'm like, sure. And I hand him the matches back. And then he says, okay, thanks. Will you suck my dick? I'm in a meeting with this guy. And I'm like, what? What's going on? I'm just trying to book a show in the prison. And he's like, no, I'm just trying to show you how things work at Sing Sing. He's like, yeah. It's maximum security, violent felons. It was the weirdest meeting I'd ever had in my life. But he was sort of doing... I didn't realize he was role-playing. Once I realized he was role-playing...
Right.
Of course I was on board.
Was that weirder than your meeting with Donald Trump?
Good question.
That's a very good question.
That's Donald in your Trump, second book.
That's in my correct? Second book. Oh boy, talk about chapters I wish I could rewrite.
Seriously.
I worked with him in 2004 back when, and I wrote the chapter in that book in 2014, I think.
Yeah, it was definitely before.
When we just thought, oh, we just thought nothing to worry about.
He's just a crazy guy.
Yeah. Jokes was on me. Well, on all of us, on the world.
Seriously.
I'm excited to report I've just returned from Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Where I hung out with the pride of Miracle, Merrickville, Niels Rush.
How's he doing?
Complete champion.
Not surprised.
Bringing incredible amounts of heat at all times. We went to 3 hockey games. We went in Gatineau, Quebec. We saw the Gatineau Olympiques versus the Shawinigan Cataracts, if I'm saying that right. Then the next night, we saw the Peterborough Petes against the Kingston Frontenacs.
Peterborough Petes.
That's right.
Okay.
And I got to watch that game with Dick Todd, former head coach of the Peterborough Petes and former assistant coach of the Stanley Cup champion New York Rangers.
Very nice.
In the 90s. He was part of the
1994
coaching staff. Yeah. And so that was awesome. And then the last night we saw the Kempville 73s against the Renfrew Wolves.
Sweet.
You're probably wondering if on the second night in Peterborough, did Niels's friend, who I'll change his name to Randy, show up and explain how he had gotten a hand job from a 60-year-old lady that he met on the internet?
60. I think your internet cut out. It sounded like 6, but then you said lady, which 60. Made me think.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's Randy, I'll call him. Mm-hmm. He said that this 60-year-old couple got a hold of him and said, you know, that they were interested in having him do things with the wife, and they came over and he was futzed with.
Hey, were you a reader as a kid? Like, maybe you read a lot of fantasy novels
or horse girl books. We know how it is.
But now you're an adult and you miss reading. You're so busy and you can't figure out how to get back into books.
We're Reading Glasses and we're here to help.
Yeah, we'll give you advice to figure out what books you love or learn to stop reading books you don't even like.
We're really big proponents of dumping that book.
Dump that book.
But most importantly, we'll help you fall back in love with reading. Reading Glasses, every Thursday on Maximum Fun. Hey, did grad school ruin your reading habits?
Oh my God, all those books you had to read for grad school?
Did becoming a parent destroy your ability to focus on a book? Did the pandemic tank the number of novels you can get through in a year?
Ugh, that happened to everyone, and we're Reading Glasses, and we're here to help.
We'll get you out of a book slump, dismantle all that weird reader guilt,
which we know you have a lot of, but most importantly, we'll help you fall back in love with reading. Reading Glasses, every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
How old is Randy, I might ask? Not to be
mid-40s.
Okay, so 60 is not a big stretch at that point. So
the reason I bring this up, is because I thought, well, that's weird. How would that possibly come about?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Oh, I placed an ad on this website saying that I wanted to watch a couple have sex, and they wrote back saying." oh, actually, how about this? And anyway, it was really set the tone for the rest of the weekend.
Stuff's happening in Canada.
Oh, my God. I can't even. It was amazing. It was really. What's that?
I've just remembered a new addition. We can do video soundboards now.
What does that mean?
Well, it's so we can do this whenever we want.
Oh, wow. This is amazing. This should really put our ratings through the roof.
It's...
Oh, wow. This is good. This is good. Dave Bistro says, review the poutine. I'm embarrassed to say I only had poutine once during this Canadian trip. The first night, we went out after the game, went to one place. They were closing, they said. So we went down the block to some place that was pretty awful in that it was like sort of a just a lame place.
Right.
But they did have poutine. We had it. And then we wound up in a good place. I can't remember. I have all the names. Actually, I can't remember the name of the good place. I do remember the name of the bad place, but I don't want to shit talk them.
Sure.
Hey, our guest is excellent,
just not for me.
Our guest is ready whenever we're ready to bring him on.
Okay, but I guess the bullet points that I wanted to convey there was that Niels's friend name changed to protect the deviant.
Wait, why is he a deviant? He just wanted to watch people have sex.
Consenting adults. I'm
leaving. You
like.
Would not believe how much stuff I'm leaving out.
Oh, okay.
Just because I know this is the family show.
Gotcha. Thank you, then. Thank you.
All right, that's a different. Okay.
There's so much more, and I'm really struggling because you know he really is the champion of this chapter of the book at this point. But I feel like I'm not sure how I can really work that into the book.
Mm-hmm.
But gosh, no shortage of questions.
Yeah,
that I have for this guy. I'm also excited. You're probably wondering, did I get recognized in a bar in Peterborough, Ontario? Yes, I did.
No kidding.
Let's just be clear. A lot of people are wondering how powerful is my level of celebrity. Would you get recognized in a bar in Peterborough, Ontario? Yes. Felt pretty good.
Nice.
Anyway, this has really turned into a sad episode where I'm talking about I'm talking about sad grasps at recognition on my behalf, on my part.
Well, what's the population in Peterborough, Canada?
I guess enough
to have a hockey team, I suppose.
I'm sure we could look it up. But let's bring our guest on. Enough about my fame in Canada. Mm-hmm. Enough about Niels' friend getting a hand job. There were other amazing things that happened, but you'll have to read about it in the book.
I find it more interesting that he told you, a relative stranger, all that.
I mean, did it happen on the way over, just before? I need the book. Hurry up.
He told me this, population 84,000 in Peterborough.
All right, so to get recognized, that's city, pretty good. By the way,
I went to a hockey-themed bar called Sticks. And I went to a delightful other place called The Only. No, he told me about the hand job within, I would say, 3 minutes of meeting him. V. Frankie says, deviant is such a strong word. I'm just kidding. I don't consider someone that got a rogue hand job deviant. I consider them merely having joie de vivre. And with that, speaking of joie de vivre, let's bring in my dear friend, the hilarious comedian, honorary Clevelander, not technically a Clevelander. He's a military veteran and John Hamm lookalike. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Tews.
Oh my god.
Gosh.
What?
What? I wasn't expecting this.
Expecting what?
Your appearance is different. I wasn't expecting.
Oh. No, I'm just taking better care of myself than I used to, so.
You look you've transformed.
Thank you. You know,
like Madonna, 2022 Madonna.
I'm just tired of accepting the fact that like COVID kind of ruined us all. So I've decided to take charge of my life and my appearance.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
No longer look like John. You've lost your John Hamm lookalike status, I have to say.
I got tired of people telling me that. So
for the better. Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, you used to look a lot like John Hamm.
Now, not so much.
Not so much anymore.
In my opinion, you have sort of a paler, but then your lips are very. You look great.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. That's all I wanted to hear.
You look amazing. Jim? Where are you now?
I'm in Queens. I'm going to turn this camera off.
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a filter. I didn't mean to catfish you guys.
You totally catfished us. Wait,
yeah, oh
my gosh, you look totally different.
Right?
Wait a minute. Did your whole background change too? Or am I?
Yeah, just... I have like a crappy webcam that I use for motion capture stuff.
That's so weird.
And it's just easier to switch back and forth. I had to do an event for like a day job that I was doing a couple months ago, and I thought it would be funny if I just like came in with some like, you know, like glitter circling my head, and then I couldn't shut it off. So I ended up through this whole like happy hour event on Zoom looking like this.
Were they amused or were they?
Well, it was just like, initial amusement, but then it's like, this was I was doing like motion graphics for a sports betting website. So it's like, it's like not a bunch of jocks, but you know, bunch of sports enthusiasts. Like,
high octane.
Yeah, they didn't know that you were a countercultural glitter guy.
No. No, that's they didn't know like, how to take it.
That's like one time I got a hold of, this is years ago, I got a hold of back in Cleveland, I got a hold of an old Santa costume.
That place is like, littered with them.
Oh, yeah. It's because I thought I would, I'm like, oh, I'll wear it to all the Christmas parties that I'm going to. That'll be great. And then I quickly realized, like, it's great the first 2 minutes. Right. And then everyone's like, okay, wow. Okay. You're still got a Santa suit down there, don't you? It's unnerving.
And then you're sweating real bad, I would imagine.
Oh yeah. And it was an old skanky, Santa suit. I must be clear. So yeah, it was like the beard was soaked in urine. Things like that. I don't know if it's urine. Beard was sort of. This show is really, really just dirty tonight.
I know. You guys were talking about geriatric hand jobs. Well, I don't know if 60 is geriatric, but.
No, I mean, I don't say 60 in a judgmental way. I just mean it just the specifics of the hand job. And I don't bring it up to engage in body talk either. Mm-hmm. It was more that I was just surprised that his friend showed up and had this story locked and loaded. And that, like,
maybe he knew you were working on a book, so he says, hey, I'm gonna go hang out with this guy, I better really just come with my best stuff. Yeah
I don't know, the thing about it that made it really amazing is that there were many other details that came out in my follow-up questions.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was, you know, he was just very matter-of-fact delightful guy too. I look forward to seeing him again. But Niels didn't know any of the details, and I was like, did you know anything about that he was a sexual adventurer? And he's like, no, I had no idea. This is all new to me. So I'm not sure if he was as amused as I was, but
it's pretty amazing.
You know, because I don't have to see the guy at, you know, holidays and things like that.
The next follow-up.
Anyway, I digress.
Then you got to think about it every time you see him.
Yeah. Well, plus,
wonder if he's doing it again.
You got to get a picture for the cover of the book.
I mean, I can't wait till the further details. Whatever the next thing is. Oh boy, with this guy. How are you doing, Jim Tuse?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm just living, trying to remind myself to go outside still, you know?
Yeah.
That's been it's been challenging. We got a new couch and a dog, so it's like real easy to just
You got a new couch here. And a new dog in addition to the other dog that I already know that you have?
Oh no. I mean, I guess relatively new. Pre-pandemic, you know, it's the same dog. We only have one dog. We actually
pre-pandemic dog.
Yeah. We
still got that new dog smell.
She's definitely smells like she's been around a while, but she still smells pretty new. She's got puppy energy and, you know. We actually had two cats, and then we got a new couch, and then we lost one of the cats.
How?
It is missing.
Was it
couch?
For like a month now. Oh, it must have got out somehow. We have no idea.
That sucks.
The cat just...
Is this your cat?
No, I wish.
What kind of monster are you? You're rubbing it in his face that feels cat access.
I'm sorry. I still have one cat left. He's sitting next to me, but
she's been trying to get up on my lap the past 5 minutes.
Well, that's like now you don't have any cats to lose. You can't lose this
cat. Yeah, no, I'm down to my last cat. I never said I'd let myself get down to my last cat.
Here we are.
But here we are.
Could he? V. Frankie says that cat is probably hiding in a kitchen cabinet waiting for you to let your guard down.
Oh, our guard's been down. It's been about a month. So if it were in a kitchen cabinet, it would have started smelling at this point.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, we did all the standard procedures, you know, reporting it to the ACC, like, my wife put it up on all these Facebook groups. We've like gone to the ACC a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
What's the ACC?
Animal Care and Control.
Oh, okay.
Like the shelters. And she's chipped, you know, so if somebody found her and brought her in, they would hopefully scan her and she'd get linked back to us. But I don't know. We put a humane trap in the backyard and caught two possums.
Oh my God.
So now you have pet possums.
We thought about it. I think it might have been the same possum twice. I'm not sure.
Oh.
It's been a ride. I don't know. She was, if you have two cats, usually one's like all about hanging out with you and the other one's like, man, I wish I could get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one that was like, I wish I could get out of here is the one that got out. So,
yeah.
Oh, so maybe it's for the best. I mean,
my thought is like maybe she's living the street life she's always wanted.
Her hero's journey.
Yeah.
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 Oh, man. I'd be bummed, though.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. Let's talk about hand jobs again, guys.
Come on. Yeah, let's check the hand job. You know, we don't want sad pet stories.
I can't mention my new couch without mentioning that the cat, because we were so happy about this rearranged living room that, you know, it was like a complete refresh. We got rid of a bunch of like old furniture and old clothes, and we're like, here we go. Now we're finally getting this ball rolling. We're out of the pandemic for the most part. We're married now. We got a new couch. Where's our cat?
Oh man.
Now,
where's our spare cat? Now I call her a spare cat.
Was there any, like, did you guys fight at all? Like, you let the cat out?
No, because we looked. Well, we live on the third floor, so she would, and none of the windows were open. She would have had to get down. We still have no idea. It's like a mystery. She would have had to get down three floors and out two doors. I checked and went through like hours and hours of security camera footage with the super.
Oh my god!
Oh my gosh!
Can't find it.
It's the biggest mystery. We put up flyers around the neighborhood. I posted it to like Felines of New York, the Humans of New York parody.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I have like a huge Instagram following there. I posted it on there, and nobody was like, you know, it's wild.
I know this is a, you know,
alien abduction.
This is
really, it wouldn't shock me.
Yeah,
yeah. Jim Tews, our guest tonight, is author of the book Felines of New York. And ironically, is down one cat.
I gave a feline back to the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you could look at it. I mean, that is a positive spin on it. What were the comments like in the Felines of New York Instagram thing when you?
There's a lot of hearts. A lot of hearts, and then somebody DM'd me. It was very helpful and was like, "Here's what you need to do." I lost my cat. Found her like a month and a half later. Set up trail cams at the construction sites nearby and in the backyards. And like, I bought a trail cam, but there's nowhere. A trail cam is like one of those like motion detector cameras that you put out in the woods to see like what kind of wildlife comes by.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like hunters use them a lot of time. I got one off Amazon. She's like, you got to put it. And I'm like, there's nowhere to put it where it won't get messed with. And I didn't want to spend the money to get one of those ones that like broadcast back to my phone, because those were like $300. So
where does it broadcast to then?
It just goes on a memory card. She said she would put the trail cam in a place for like 3 days, and if the cat never showed up, she would just move the trail cam to another place.
So do you have to go and watch this footage all the time?
No, I didn't know where to put the trail cam, and then I was like, you know,
you're in like a neighborhood, you're in the city, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm in Ridgewood, Queens. I'm like right on the Bushwick border. I'm in, if there was a cat that cat was good at hiding,
yeah,
clearly.
And yeah, so if she doesn't want to be found, she's like deep hiding somewhere. Yeah. Assuming she's still, I think she's still alive. I will say that she's scrappy. She was our scrappier cat.
I mean, I hate to bring it up again, but I really think we should go back to rogue hand jobs.
Just
boot up. It's very sad.
I'm cool with that.
No. I don't. Let's not go back to rogue hand jobs.
I mean, that's honestly, if I wanted to talk about something that would just not have any sort of possibility of even reminding me of a missing cat, it would be rogue hand jobs.
Sure. Well,
do you know what I mean? If we talk about anything else, I could be like, oh, that reminds me of my cat. We used to say, talk about like rogue hand jobs. Those two things are
cats.
Where do you think the best place to get a rogue hand job is? I've never had one, so I'd have to guess.
Like city probably, or actual location?
In my limited experience, I'd say Ontario.
Maybe a construction site? Or that? Oh, sorry. That's where my cat's probably hiding.
Oh, man.
Damn.
I'm realizing, if you see the back of my chair, it's got a Dave Windorf's face.
Is that what that is?
I happen to put my Monster Magnet sweatshirt over the chair. Anyway, just bonus content for everyone, you know, little Easter egg for anyone watching in the live stream, not listening in futuristic podcast format. That's hey, not Jim,
is your camera like moving with your face or are you?
It's
moving?
Like a, sorry, I have all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm just curious. It looks like
it's a cameraman. It's a, I have a GoPro. That's my webcam. Mm-hmm. So I do that and this NVIDIA broadcast software does like auto reframe.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
It's pretty wild. I can get pretty tight. Oh.
Oh yeah. That's it's like you're on your own episode of The Office or something.
Yeah, I know.
Sort of.
I'm running a studio here, a one man show. I tried to set it up so I had my drawing screen available so you know I could like doodle while we talked, but then it didn't work. And then I put that Snapchat filter on.
Oh, I love that filter. I have a question for you. What are those? Oh wow. Now
I got all kinds of tricks, Dave. Do you have sorry, I don't mean to distract.
Was that gravity? Do you have gravity? Like what is that thing hanging in your doorway behind you?
Oh, it's a just a chin up bar. Okay. And then there's like a resistance band hanging from it.
My get some next, sets in. Yeah.
My next
yeah.
question. Do you do chin-ups?
I can.
Like under duress? Or
no, I mean like, so you say do you do them implies that I have some sort of regular regimen.
You do.
But I don't. I just like, when I'm like, you know, if I've been sitting like cramped up too much, I usually like hang from that thing and I stretch and then I'll do a couple just to make sure I could still do them.
Sure. Just
to
yeah.
Prove to myself.
Do you have gravity boots?
No. I just hang from my arms.
You got to get gravity boots. Well, we have a surprise for you.
You have what?
Chris, we got you gravity boots.
Oh shit. Nice.
Whoa.
Nick Cage is sneaking up behind you, Chris.
Oh, God.
Wait, you've been able to do this whole time?
I just figured it out.
Is that on your computer or on the
StreamYard? It's on StreamYard, yeah.
Oh.
But do I look super choppy? It's running really choppy for me.
Yeah. It makes it a little choppy, but having Nick Cage behind you is kind of worth it.
Wait, now I got to do one. What the hell?
Check me out. I got a cool thing going.
This sucks.
I'm just going to live in the now. I'm not hiding anything. Jim Twos.
What's going on?
How are you doing in these post... or they're not even post-pandemic times. They're just weird, ongoing hell times.
Yeah, I'm all right for the most part. I'm... staying busy. I haven't been doing as much stand-up as I want to be doing. But that part of that's laziness on my behalf. But I have been doing a lot of animation, which nice. I do enjoy.
Let me ask you this. As a comedian, this is a question I've noticed this going out and doing shows, been touring a lot, but then in New York, where we live, I've noticed thing like I feel like Rip Van Winkle, where there's like this comedy scene that I do not recognize. Familiarity with. I'm like, who it's are odd. These? I don't know anything that's going on. I go to shows and I'm like, I have no idea who these people are.
That is 100% the case. I have a few of my like old haunts. You know, it's like my friends that have been keeping their shows going, I can go to, and I see them and like one or two other people that I know well. But then everybody else on the show is like 23 and super excited. And
I keep hearing that. It's like a lot of comedians that started during the pandemic.
Yeah, it definitely is. But part of me, like, I like it. Like, that kind of energy is like why you... I don't want to hang around like a bunch of crusty, annoying other old guys all the time. So it's nice to go...
that covered. I've got that covered.
We have no shortage of people we could go hang out with that would scratch that itch.
Sure.
But going to a show and seeing a bunch of people who are like not tired of it yet is I like it. I'm okay with it. It sometimes it does feel weird because you're just like, oh, I'm definitely the oldest person here.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I have to get help to get out of a chair to go on stage. I'm like, get over here, guys. Help, come, get me a little.
Help Grandpa Dave up. He wants to tell you a story.
I'm gonna get out there. Give you my razzmatazz. And you recently got married. I had the honor of attending. Beautiful wedding.
You did. It was a beautiful wedding.
Some riffraff in attendance.
Congrats.
Thank you.
I would have trimmed the guest list a little bit.
Yeah, well, I would have felt bad if I didn't invite Todd.
Todd Berry was there. Yeah, you Todd Berry was there. He's got a zinger in on him. He doesn't even know it.
He'll never know.
He'll never know. He'll never know. How is married life treating you?
It's good. We were together for like almost 10 years before that. So like 8 years before that. Uh-huh. So, you know, we've lived together for a while. We endured the quarantine together. So, you know, what's marriage at that point? Mm-hmm. A formality, a mere formality.
A mere formality. Yeah. But, one of my favorite young couples. I don't want to say the absolute favorite out of respect to Dez and his wife and Chris and his wife.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All wonderful young couples. I pet Lucy when I do that.
You know, we switched it last week when you weren't here.
What did you do? Put another animal?
My cat and Dez's chicken.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
That looks
I
like
mean, don't,
my
don't cat. Don't ever that... do that again. That's amazing.
Yeah, we had fun.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, Dez got a dog too, huh?
Yeah, he's here making noise a little bit.
I know Dez has a story about one of his chickens.
About it. Does it involve a hand job? Canadian hand job?
No.
Did the chicken go to Ontario?
Well, we
exactly.
I wasn't going to bring it up after we got into the hand jobs and then the cat. I didn't want to come with too much heat, but since Chris brought it up,
please.
So you know how like the pink sock has become a thing here on the show.
With Chris only, but go on. Right. Let's bring Jim up. Jim 2's up to speed.
I got a couple Jim guesses, but I don't want to say them out loud.
I believe Shayna Feinberg is the one who always brings up pink socks.
Yeah. So we had a chicken develop a pink sock. She's learning how to lay, essentially.
Okay.
This particular breed, I don't have any regrets or anything, but they're not the best at laying eggs. And so it's causing her a little trouble. I have a picture.
Do we want to see it?
I mean, I can show you the picture, or I can show you something that sort of looks like it, and you can judge from there if you want to see the picture.
Okay.
Why don't I do that?
I'm going to... use executive power here.
Yeah.
And say, we don't want to see the picture.
So you want to see the picture that looks like it a little bit? It won't.
Is it like a sketch of something else entirely? Is it
a drawing?
It's a photo of something else entirely, but it looks just like it. So,
so you're saying, for the listener, for the viewer,
yeah,
whatever format you're making bad judgment with, the pink sock is when the intestines come out your butthole, correct?
Right, like a prolapse.
Prolapse, rectum. Anus.
Prolapse what, Chris?
Rectum.
Okay. So you're saying this happened to one of your chickens?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'll bite. How did that happen?
we believe it's from she's developing the ability to lay eggs. She's a new egg. She's one of our newer chickens, one of the replacement chickens. And she's struggling with it a little bit. Might not be her strong suit. So I figured this other photo was kind of going around. So let me show you this, and then you tell me if you want to see the real thing. That's
Wait, this is Madonna.
It's Madonna. Yeah,
but that's exactly what it looks like.
Oh my God.
If you don't want to take it to the next step, I wanted you to be able to get the...
In this picture, Madonna is from her TikTok account.
Over the weekend, yeah.
And then New York posted something about it?
Yeah, it's been making the rounds. It was on Reddit, too.
Oh, what are people saying? I made a stitch with that video.
Yeah,
it's funny.
I mean, after all, I do have over 100,000 TikTok followers.
We told you to go there, too.
I'm a 16-year-old girl.
Yeah.
They still like old people over there. We're still safe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm counting on it. I'm still... Someone stopped me on the street and was like, oh, you must be making a lot of money off of TikTok.
It
you
want to
know how much money I've made off of TikTok? I'll tell you. So open up the app.
Do you think you can handle the real thing, Dave?
What's that?
Do you think you can handle the real thing of the chicken?
I would say no.
Okay. I'm glad I went that way.
Should we do we could do a poll on Twitch and see if the audience wants to see it.
Okay, yeah, we can do that because it's only the listener will be spared. Yeah. Our millions of listeners will be spared. Show it. No, it seems to be really split. People don't want to see this.
I'm going to run an official poll in Twitch. Hold on.
How do you do that?
I think people don't want to see this.
There's all kinds of technology.
What are people saying about the Madonna TikTok video?
It's just bizarre.
Oh, yeah. She, like, kisses. She goes to the screen like she's kissing, but it seems like she's never kissed before.
Yeah. She looks like a prolapsed chicken.
It's odd.
Yeah.
It's very odd.
Her eyes are kind of dead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man,
how's that poll coming?
It's still going.
It seems like people are saying no,
no,
almost unanimously. No one wants to see it.
Wait, there's ten seconds left to get your votes in now on Twitch.
But I would see a second picture of Madonna.
Jim, I like your post that you had about with the Chris Rock video that you shared from the Howard Stern interview earlier this week.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Actually, I mean, not that all you did was tweet it, but it's one of the few things I followed through. I was like, yeah, exactly.
Chris Rock, he was on Howard Stern?
He was on Howard Stern like a year and a half ago, maybe.
Oh, I thought you meant like this past week.
No, but he talked about being bullied as a kid because he went to like a mostly white school.
Uh-huh.
And he was like shooting a movie like 2 years ago or something like that, and one of the security guards was a security guard on the set, and he was one of Chris's bullies from high school, like a guy that like shook him money out of his pockets and held him upside down level kind of bully. So he was like, here's Chris, this celebrity director, you know, on set, and then this other guy, you know, working security for Chris's movie, who used to just relentlessly bully him. And he said, you know, like, he wasn't like, get him out of here. You know, he just kind of looked at him and nodded, and they went about their
lives. He didn't go chat with him, like, and go like, hey, you're the guy that used to kick my ass.
No, he said they acknowledged each other, but that, and then that was it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well.
You guys ready to go on stage and defend yourself now? Take your self-defense class. Do you expect it's going to get more frequent now that Will Smith has opened the door?
No, because there's so few people that are that level of fucking asshole in the
world. And like, think about every incident where this happened before Will Smith. If anything, I think Will Smith learned it from watching internet videos. He's like, oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. I'm going to get up and go slap that guy. There's so many stories of comics getting maybe not full on assaulted, but like somebody gets up.
I've seen plenty of videos of
comics
just getting attacked on stage.
Drinks, but I think it's largely uncommon. I don't think there's going to be an uptick. Yeah.
No, there's not going to be an uptick.
Okay.
I mean, unless you do a show and Will Smith is in the audience and you put his wife's name in your fucking mouth. But then that's on you. He made it clear.
He did.
I would make a point of it.
I don't know.
Deck him when he comes on.
I got so annoyed that there were so many articles where people interviewed comics asking them if they thought it was going to be more dangerous, and then people were like, yeah, for sure, and it's like,
who said relax. That
there was like a pretty reputable outlet that interviewed people. They had like the guy from Laugh Factory and then a couple comics in there, but I don't think
Kathy Griffin was.
And I say that now, and I'll probably get punched the next time I'm on stage. But you know, so be it.
I think I'm gonna just start doing it. I'm gonna just just get on bills and then smack people.
Yeah, but you have a guitar a lot of the time, so I feel like.
Yeah.
You ever see that old viral video of that guy that just smashed an acoustic guitar over the audience member's head?
Whoa. No.
I forget. Man, this is old. I'm going to Google it.
I've seen the video of like Sid Vicious hitting a guy. And they were playing in Texas, and he hit a guy with his bass.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Where do I send a link for you guys?
Let's put it in the private chat, and then I'll throw
it. Put it in the private chat.
Let me get to the... All right. I didn't want
to post.
What's that?
Cut it out and post.
I wanted to make sure it wasn't like I Googled it and found it. And I want to make sure there was nothing in the video where it like all of a sudden it was like rewound and went slow motion. Mm-hmm. And then there was like, you know, I want to make sure nobody dressed it up.
You need the raw footage.
Man. I even queued up generally where the time starts. Kenny Moore smashes a heckler in the head with his guitar.
Wow. All right.
There we go. Starts off innocently enough.
Your mouth when you're working, do it.
Oh, he's got a 12 string, too.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
This looks.
Whoa.
I would be really.
That wasn't necessary.
I'm sorry, man. The guy fucking came at me. What do you think, folks?
Like, literally no one takes this.
What do you think, folks?
He came on stage, though, at the very least, no?
I don't know.
It looks like it was like in an open mic or something. This is amazing.
Who brings a 12 string to an open mic?
I was going to say, that is an odd choice. Well, it's going to be even harder to keep in tune after that.
I love the audience chatter at the end. I can't believe that nobody posted this after all this Will Smith. Like, I thought for sure that that was going to start making the rounds again, but
it should have been you.
I know. Well, I'm going to do it now.
Yeah.
Like, I thought, you know, I mean, now I'm here with three people who I've just exposed it to.
It's right up there with it.
I feel.
You ever seen the footage of Kurt Cobain getting mistaken as a crowd member and a bouncer like start beating the shit out of him?
No. I don't want to see that. Man.
Well, then you got to look at the pink sock photo. It's one or the other. Yeah.
No more violence. I come to you in peace talking about Canadian hand jobs, and all I'm getting is tales of violence.
Pink socks and busted 12 strings.
Oh my gosh. This show. All sorts of disturbing topics.
It's not violent or anything. They found footage of Prince when he was like an 11-year-old kid on some news report.
That was good.
That was uplifting.
What was he doing? Just being awesome?
Just being a kid. Talking about it. It was like a teacher's strike, and he was they asked him what he thought about the strike, and he said he thinks it's good because they work hard and they should get more money.
Oh, damn. Little Prince kid. On the right side of everything.
From day one. Totally.
From day one. Do you ever see that video of him where he gets James Brown introduces him like before he's really famous, and he gets like carried in on the back of that bouncer?
Michael Jackson's there too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa. Apparently,
and he like pulls his gloves off.
It wasn't his best night, and Michael was laughing at him, and that video was buried until he died, and then it came, started making the rounds.
Really?
And yeah, they had, you know, it was part of their beef. Prince got shown up that night because he had no moves ready, and he was a little buzzed, is what I heard.
Oh, so, I thought that was a really impressive Prince performance. What did Michael do that?
You'd have to see Michael. He was like kind of laughing behind Prince's back and trying to sort of talk to it's in the background. He wasn't being very respectful.
Oh, but then Michael showed him up.
Michael was a little more on that night. Put it that way. It was my recollection.
I'm enraged.
I've only seen the Prince segment of it, so isolated. I'm like, man, that's like, I mean, especially if you don't know who you're about to look at, and James Brown just goes, "Hey, everybody, I want you to meet this guy," and he like gets walked in on the back of a bouncer.
I think it was like a James Brown birthday party or something.
Man, yeah, we're out of time. We got to head off into the podcasting live cast Twitch sunset. Jim Tews, comedian, author, artist, rogue hand job official. No, I don't know why I'm dragging you into that. Oh, there we go. Finally. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Sorry.
People can find you at Jim Tews on Twitter and Instagram.
Wait, he's muted.
Where'd your sound go? We lost.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I don't know how I got muted. I must have bumped it.
At Jim Twos.
On all the social medias.
Tews. On TikTok.
I got a hot TikTok video going around right now. So.
Oh, I gotta get on it.
It's an old clip.
Thank you, Jim Twos. Thanks
for having me.
Thank you, New Jersey Chicken Rancher Des. Thank you, Boy Criminal Chris Grisbeck.
Thanks
to all of you watching live on Twitch, and those of you listening in the futuristic podcasting format. If you would like to support this incredible show, go to MaximumFun.org/join and donate until it hurts or something. Until next time.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.